Darling, fresh off five, knocks it down for Yo, who hooks towards an open goal, and they've got two.
Oh, they've got a couple free here, Jenkins or Charlie Cameron. Charlie, for two in the first quarter, does just that around his body.
To Pritis, to Marston, and the kick towards the attacking 50. Darling, one-on-one, Lever, beaten by Darling in the air.
Dangerfield's kick floats to the pocket,
oh,
and in the end, good mark by Betts. Been brilliant this year.
No!
35!
No!
Oh, 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 Eddie!
That's one of the best of the year!
Oh, Eddie! It was Scott Selwood to Gaff. Hooks around the body. Great kick!
And Yo will go on surely. He's got Gaff surging forward. He's got Hill. He's got Rosa. He kicks the pocket. Has it got enough on it? Yes, it has. Lacroix takes the mark. Strolls in. Kicks the goal.
Oh, here's Lacroix. Slips. Hair pass to Yo. Yo's got some time. Yo hooks on goal! And the crowd tells you the story.
Kennedy's on the lead, Kennedy's on the charge, and Kennedy's on the mark.
Well, that's too easy.
Off he goes, then to Marston, now to Scott Selwood, and he hoiks it long and strong, and it's straight. Hill, here's a good one, yet he's had one kick. He's going to have two kicks, and he's going to get his goal.
And the floodgates are well and truly open here.
Away, Rosa, watch out, Eddie's coming the other direction. And it was boom, crash, opera.
He's
down
out.
Goes Rosa.
The ball towards Henderson, and he's taken the mark on the siren. That is halftime. Here at Domain Stadium, the West Coast Eagles on the Fitty Leading Steel Fabricators scoreboard, leading by 40 points, 12-7-79 to 6-3-39.
Wright runs with a bounce. He can take it inside attacking 50 with a second. He's getting protection. Lines up, kick, beautiful. Magnificent goal. Goal of the day there.
Going to ground with Shepherd. Eddie fights on brilliantly. Well done. They'll get a goal here, the Crows. Over the top, Walker, point blank range, and they get within six. Selwood, by hand to Yo. And on the left, you got to like Gaff from here. Oh, he nails it. Beautiful kick.
High ball to the pocket. Hill floats in. Yo at the back. Yo towards goal. What an effort. Oh, he's high-fiving the crowd.
The 100-gamer, Luke Shuey, has the bounce. Unloads a drop punt. And it's starting to turn to party time for the Eagles.
Players now come from everywhere. Darling, he's got an open goal. It's kicked. It's bouncing. It's rolling. And Cripps got there first.
51 metres out, too far out to score. Or is he? A spiral. He urges the crowd to give him a cheer. Hilly, Hilly. Let's see if they get it going. They're going to get a chant going, Skeet.
I'm not sure it's that sort of night,
it's not
Carl.
That sort of atmosphere, is it, mate?
No.
The Eagles, after the siren, Hill, he's got it in a spiral, and it's a wobbly flower bag mongrel finger breaker that lobs about 10 metres short, and that is the end of the game. It is the West Coast Eagles 22-15, 147, defeating Adelaide 14-7-91, the margin 56 points.
Yes, and the Adelaide Crows quick to be embraced by their opponents. They're on their haunches, I'm sure there's fatigue associated with that, but I think they're just disappointed with what they came up with tonight under the toughest of circumstances. And this is, again, one of the more unusual sights in the AFL. The team's just won. It's a crushing victory. No one has left here. The Eagle supporters respectfully standing and just watching these players come together. Hayes, this is not something you see in footy very often.
No, very eerie feeling at the moment, but totally dominant tonight, the West Coast Eagles. They were sensational. Adelaide, they came with a plan that worked in the first quarter, but after that they were dismantled by a very effective West Coast Eagles. 147 points is a massive score. So dominant in that forward line. They exposed the Adelaide back line at certain stages. So many good midfielders for the West Coast Eagles. But this is certainly a different feeling.
Yes, the umpires normally are given a verbal as they go off. They're standing in a line outside their players' race. The teams are still together. And as has been the practice last week, they'll head towards the centre circles, link arms, and we'll pause, certainly in Perth, for the last time to pay our respects to Phil Walsh and our thoughts to his family, Meredith, his wife, Quinn, his daughter, and of course all his friends and those who loved him. It has been a week like no other in the AFL. Players heading towards the centre circles. But essentially, barely a word being spoken as the players link arms and prepare to show their respects.